The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The internet continues to shape how we do business. It's where prospects decide who to buy from, you or your competitor. Welcome to Generation Web with host Matt Dolby, the live radio program that gives you strategies for smarter web marketing.
And welcome back to another episode of Generation Web. We're going to be talking today about some five free tools to be specific, that will change the way you work day to day. And today's interviewee will discuss five free tools, as I mentioned, that it could revolutionize, could change how you do your work, both on the professional side and how you manage your day-to-day tasks personally, and help you free up more time, reduce your manual workload related to web marketing and other aspects of your professional life. I'll be speaking with a procedure optimization specialist, Tyler Combs. Tyler, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Matt.
He's going to be talking about tips and tricks gained from more than a decade of effective team management across several industries. And these tips can help you get more organized, efficient, and hopefully more profitable at the end of the day. That's what it's all about. As we all know and can relate to, there are so many hours in the day. It's a limitation that we all face. And in those hours that we all have, we have to balance and manage both business and personal tasks. And at the end of the day, we need to complete all that is on our plate, if you will. Not that it happens, but we aspire to that, of course. And so we'll be talking today about how we can help you be more productive, both personally and professionally. I want to give Tyler a little bit more of an introduction, let you know a little bit more about him and his expertise. I've worked with Tyler personally on a number of successful projects over the years. I consider him a very close friend and professional partner. He has expertise, like I said, across several industries and always amazes me how much he's able to get done and accomplish in short amounts of time. And I'm looking forward to learning more about how he's able to do it on today's episode. Tyler, like I mentioned, has nearly about a decade of team management experience in entrepreneurial environments across several different endeavors. In addition to managing successful real estate investment firm, which is where he spends a lot of his time currently, he is currently managing 11 different homes that he purchases and then resells those after fixing them up to make a profit. And he, being able to juggle all the different ins and outs and aspects of the management of real estate can be a huge headache, I can imagine. And as well as doing web development, consulting businesses, as it relates to company growth and expanding their existing pool of resources. So there's a lot of different things that Tyler does, and he manages all these with the help of a lot of tools. He also maintains a free blog of useful tips and recommendations for some of these productivity tools, which we will be sharing with you for free today. You can find those free tools linked from my website, genwebmarketing.com/radio, and that's spelled genwebmarketing.com/radio. So on that page, there'll be a link to Tyler's blog. Tyler, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Anything I missed or didn't touch on that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
No, Matt, I think you did a good job. I love being able to get as much done during the day as possible so that I can close out my work day extremely productively and then spend time with my family and friends and not have to worry about all the stuff I didn't get done.
Yeah, the work-life balance, the challenge
so,
we all face.
If
right?
you don't mind, let's just jump into those tools.
Absolutely.
Yes.
What types of tools, Tyler, will we be talking about at a high level? I mean, we mentioned it today we're going to be talking about and sharing five free tools. Just generally speaking, what types of tools are they?
They're mainly productivity tools, communication tools, collaboration tools directed at more at business than personal, but they can be effective at both. I mean, there's so many different types of services out there right now. It's really hard to wade through. It seems like every day there's another 10 to 20 new productivity services popping up. So I tried to summarize down to just the top five that really have affected the way that I do work, have really freed up some of my time, and the ones that I'm most excited to share about.
Great. Well, who couldn't use more time or more time freed up for the things that matter, I should say. Great. So without further ado, one of the tools, Tyler, that you and I had talked about briefly, actually earlier today, was a tool called Evernote. Tell us about that. What is that? What does it do? How can it help our listeners?
Well, Evernote is an online document management program. You can download it on your computer, both Mac and Windows, or you can use the website. You can log into the website and use it there. But basically, it gives you access to all your information, organized exactly the way you want it, from any computer or phone, smartphone or iDevice that you want. All you need is your username and password, and you can have access to all the information that you have stored there at a type of the keypad.
Okay. Give us some practical case studies about how a business professional in the web marketing space or otherwise might use Evernote.
Okay. Well, I take a lot of meeting notes. I don't always trust my brain to remember everything. I don't want to use my brain power to be trying to remember remembering everything from meetings. So I take a lot of furious handwritten notes. Then what I do is I scan them into my computer. Probably once a week, I have just stacks of notepads from different projects, and I scan those into the computer. Automatically, my scanner will upload them into Evernote. Type a quick title, maybe some tags, and then I can forget about it. Then, if I'm having a conversation a few days later on that same subject, all I have to do is search for that in my Evernote folder, and it'll pop up all the notes on that certain topic. I can also use it to scan receipts, bills, important documents, and Evernote actually has a service called OCR, which is optical character recognition, and this is included in their free service, I believe. It'll search and recognize all the text of any typed text, and so you can search the actual text in the documents that you scan or the PDF files that you upload for that information.
Okay, so it gives you a way to really organize your notes and information all in one place and search it and when you need to access it.
Absolutely, and then you can also share those notebooks with other people. So I have a project that I hired a permit consultant to help me deal with the city on the actual real estate project. So I just took that folder that was specific to that property and shared it with him, and immediately he has access to every piece of documentation that I've collected over the period of time that I've owned that property. And so he was able to immediately be caught up to speed without me having to give him folders of paperwork manually.
Or try to collect everything and then email it to him, and it's just all right there, and you can just – so it helps with the workflow aspect of your daily life as well, it sounds like.
can pass things on.
Yeah, organization, workflow, and collaboration. It can serve a lot of functions.
Okay. And I just want to make a quick comment here for the listeners, just as a quick aside. These different tools, like Tyler, I think, touched on, there's a lot of different tools out there. I personally don't necessarily endorse all these tools in terms of their security or their, I don't have a professional or any relationship with any of these companies, nor does our company. These are just some helpful tools that Tyler's found to be useful, and ones that I've used some of them, I believe, but there's a majority that I've not even used myself. And so personally, I am very excited to be able to start implementing some of these and free up some time. I think personally last week I spent a lot of my time just doing paperwork. And if I'm doing paperwork, I'm not doing the things that I need to be doing to push my business forward. So it's good stuff, and we are coming up on our first break here. And as we go into the break and come back, Tyler, I'd like you just to kind of wrap up Evernote and just share a little bit more with folks. Any final comments about that, and then we can go into our second tool. So we will be back here speaking with you about 5 free tools. And again, these are all free tools that you can use and implement today that will change the way you work. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. The modern world has experienced fundamental era changes from the industrial age to the information age to the age of complexity. Technology and globalization are rapidly changing the world we live in. Yet our way of thinking and the conversations that drive our decisions are stuck in the past. To find prosperity, business and communities need the skills to learn new ways of thinking and find the right conversations to move comfortably into the future. How can you sort it all out? Tune in to The Science of Change with Dr. Barbara Berry and Lise Inman, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
You want to know the inside scoop on how today's leaders do business? How they hire and develop top talent? How do they retain top employees and customers? Tune in to Leadership Leverage on the Voice America Business Channel. Every week, Dr. Robert Denker will offer ideas and facilitate discussion with guests that will help shape today's up-and-coming leaders as well as established leaders in their fields. Listen for Leadership Leverage every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Business.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Welcome back. If you're just joining the show for the first time today, we're talking about 5 free tools that will change the way you work. And we are speaking with Tyler Combs. He's a procedure optimization specialist and business consultant, as well as an entrepreneur. Tyler, we were just talking about Evernote as a automation tool to help folks save time and help with workflow and organization. Let's just wrap up what we were saying about Evernote and then move on to the second tool you'd like to share with us today.
Sure. As Matt said, neither of us have any relationship with any of these companies, so these are just free tips, not sales pitches. And he did mention he didn't know anything about the security. I can say with Evernote that it is all the data is transmitted over a SSL connection, which is an encrypted connection. which is that is secure, but it does not protect against if someone gets your username and password, they would be able to access all your information. So definitely, as with anything, be careful what you store and be careful in how you pick your usernames and passwords to make sure that there's no security breaches.
Little disclaimer there for everyone. Okay, great. So, Tyler, what is the second tool you'd like to share with folks today?
The second tool is kind of a suite of tools provided by Google. They have if you have your own domain name and you want to brand your Google Gmail and all the other tools that they offer, you can use Google Apps and connect it with your own domain, your own website, or you can use just a Gmail account to gain access to all of their tools. But they have an online calendar, an online document center that has basically, it's like a Microsoft Office online. So they have a word processor tool, a spreadsheet tool, a PowerPoint presentation tool, and several other things available for you to use. All free, all collaborative, which means you can actively be working on the same document at the same time with someone else at a different location. It just makes if you are separated with your colleagues and coworkers over a geographical distance, it makes meetings a lot more efficient if you can be working on the same document or taking collective notes at the same time. Those things can be very helpful.
Okay, so it's an alternative to some of the Microsoft, more traditional Microsoft tools like Outlook, SharePoint, those sorts of tools.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a Apple for Apple alternative, but it is another thing you can add in your belt that can be very effective for basic collaborating with other people, or if you just want to have your documents accessible and editable. No matter what computer you're on, even if without the collaboration aspect.
Okay, great. I have a little quick personal story, how I use Google Calendar. If you're anything like me, you know, things get scheduled throughout the week. Maybe there's a dinner with some friends or family or whatever, and of course you're maybe you're doing extra work one day and you're working late into the evening and you totally forget about the dinner that you had and your wife is on your case or whatever. Don't want that to happen. So personally speaking, Google Calendar has been great for me and my family to be able to put both personal and business items or events, because I can't be in two places at one time, whether it's a personal event or a professional. I can put all the events in one place. My wife and myself can access the same calendar remotely at the exact same time and update simultaneously and therefore be in sync personally. And so I thought that application was very useful personally and has been very useful personally for me.
Yeah, and one of the advantages of Google Calendar is the notifications of those events, because if you have a calendar but you don't get reminders of those calendar events, then it doesn't do you a whole lot of good, except for a planning perspective. And with Google Calendar, you can get notified via text message or pop-up alerts if you have a Google app or if you're using their desktop computer. So, or even by email. So you can be notified of events and you can set those alerts for hour, half hour, 15 minutes before the event, depending on when you want to be notified. And you can also invite other people to the event. And then if you have to change the time, it'll notify everyone that was invited to that event of whatever the update or change was.
Okay. I enjoy that feature myself. Talk a little bit about Google Voice. I know that's kind of part of the Google Apps suite. Is that right, Tyler?
Yes. Well, it may not be part of the Google Apps suite on the surface, but you can connect it with your Google account. If you sign up at, I think it's voice.google.com, it will give you – it's basically a a phone number forwarding service. So you can get a local number. You can forward it to multiple phones based on different rules you set up. You can have your voicemail go to that Google Voice voicemail number, and then it will transcribe your voicemails. Is one of the features that I use a lot. I hardly ever check voice messages anymore, because I can just in a couple seconds glance down and see what the person was trying to say. It's not word for word accurate, but it's close enough to get the gist of what someone's trying to say, and it has saved me a lot of time and allowed me to get back to people a lot quicker because I don't have to listen to those messages.
Great. So I've heard some people, you know, complain about the fact that it initially it had some issues with the, you know, getting words correctly and kind of mixed up in that transcribing, process. But it sounds like it's better than it used to be. So that's great to hear. Anything else you wanted to share about Google Apps, Tyler?
Yeah, just the whole, with all the services, you can use Google Apps as an Exchange server. So if users are familiar with Microsoft Exchange, it allows you to sync your contacts, your calendar, your mail across multiple devices, and it pushes that information out to your devices instead of you having to click get mail to check the mail. It'll come in real time. It'll push out from their server to your device. Google offers the same thing except for free. So you can get your Google account set up, put your contacts and your calendar on there, and then set up your phone to get that information pushed to it, so you can have all your information in one place and then synced across all your devices.
Which means save time, not having to go multiple places. I love it. Let's move on. But before we do, I want to make a quick comment. Some of the folks listening today might be thinking to themselves, well, I thought this show was about web marketing. That's correct. It is. But if you are like me and you find yourself from time to time, at least, spending effort doing things that aren't related to web marketing or helping you with that, then obviously it's detracting from those efforts. So I just thought this episode and this topic is so appropriate and so helpful that I could not resist having Tyler on the call today on the show and to discuss these topics, because they are so powerful things that many of us may have never thought about. So I wanted to share them with you to free up more time so you can focus on web marketing. So it's a little indirect, but it's nevertheless important, because if you're not doing web marketing, you're doing something else that potentially could be taking away from your efforts in that area. So with that caveat, I wanted to share with folks listening today. Tyler, talk to us about the third free tool that can help revolutionize the way we work.
Well, that what you just said was important, and I wanted to add to that with the Google Voice thing. From a marketing perspective, it can be extremely helpful because a lot of times people need to be able to access you for you to close a sale. And you want to be able to give out your personal cell phone number so you can be reached, but you don't necessarily want to give out that number for all times of day and night. So a Google Voice number is a good way to be able to control the access in which people can reach you. And you can set up who can reach you, who will go straight to voicemail, and you can set up times at which you are available, which times it'll forward to your cell phone and which time it'll forward to other numbers. And if you have a team of marketers that you want to be able to have access to a sales number, you can set up one Google Voice number to forward to multiple people's phones so that someone's going to be available to answer the call. So it can be very powerful tool for online marketers,
kind of for sales routing. So those rules you set up, is that why I haven't been able to get a hold of you and you don't answer my calls? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, the filter feature is great,
especially when I'm trying to annoy you. Okay, great. What's the next tool you want to share with the listeners today? We have about 2 minutes till the break.
Well, the next tool is extremely important. It's called a Wayfind, and you can find that at wayfind.com. And that will work with pretty much any email service that you use. And it will allow you to basically create rules to access just the emails that are extremely important to you. So you can stop checking your email throughout the day constantly just for because there's two or three emails you're looking for that are very important. You can set up rules with a certain timeline to send you a text or even have it call you and read you the email out loud over the phone. Just based on the rules that you set up on what you define as important. And you can also have it automatically forward to other people based on keywords in emails. You can have it filter and categorize based on certain keywords and rules that you set up. So it's allowed me – I used to check my email all the time because of just a few important emails, and then that would distract me from the other things I was working on. Now I hardly – I check my email once at the end of the day. And that's it. And the rest of the day, I get just the emails that are important to me, either by text or a phone call. And the rest of it is delegated out to the people it needs to be delegated to.
Great.
And I am completely free of my email addiction.
So I know the feeling. So it can help you be more proactive and less reactive. Great. Well, let's continue talking after the break. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network. The generation of the web is now. Your competitors are on the web, your prospects are on the web, and they're looking for you. So, are they finding you, or are your competitors getting the business you deserve? Tune in to Generation Web with your host, Matt Dalby. Gain critical insight that your business simply can't live without. Generation Web airs live Thursdays at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time, 2300 UTC on Voice America Business.
Technology is intended to improve our lives and solve the world's problems, but technology in itself is a complex myriad of concepts, ideas, and security. How do we sort it all out? Tune in to Technology Today with host Ajay Gupta. The program will go inside the world of technology with innovators, engineers, CEOs, and government officials. Our topics will include green technology, healthcare technology, and cybersecurity. Listen every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Tune in to It's Your Money with host Bill Pfeifferlich. You'll get an eye-opening education about some of the misconceptions of the financial world. If you are a business owner, working professional, or successful American, you will benefit from the information on our program. Our guests will include financial service professionals, international tax and estate attorneys, and CPAs. We'll identify solutions that you can implement now to get the most of your money. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time for It's Your Money on Voice America Business.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
So, Tyler, before the break, we were talking about the free tool called AwayFind. And just to recap, make sure I understand it, how that the difference between that and like a Google Voice. Basically, AwayFind helps you with your email and manage that more effectively, whereas Google Voice is, of course, actual, you know, your phone voice messages. And is there any interplay at all? Can there be any interplay between AwayFind and Google Apps?
Well, yeah, you can actually set it up to as that Google Voice mail comes through, you can have that come into your email inbox, and then based on the contents of that voicemail, you can have AwayFind notify you or delegate that message to someone else, depending on what it is. So you can even check your voicemails less often because because you can have a Wayfind set up rules based on the email notification from Google Voice to notify you or delegate it or whatever. A Wayfind also, you can, if you're on Instant Messenger or Skype Messenger or Google Chat or AIM or Twitter or Yahoo Messenger, any of those services, you can have it integrate with those and notify you in an IM message of the contents of emails as well.
Wow. I'm sure we could go on and on about all of these different tools. I wish we had 4 hours to keep talking. One thing I wanted to mention, you know, these without ever seeing these tools in action, it might be difficult for people just listening to the show. So if you want to get a link to all these tools, visit the genwebmarketing.com/radio website. And on that page, you can find a link to Tyler's blog. He offers a free blog, and he's listed all these free tools we're talking about today. So you can be looking at those while we're discussing here on the radio show live, or after the fact if you're listening to this podcast, you know, after the episode is concluded. So,
and actually, Matt, there's so many tools on my blog that it might be hard to find these ones that we're featuring today, but okay. I believe that they're on your website listed out, just the ones we're talking about today. So when users go to your radio page on your website, they should be able to find all the links they need right there on your page.
I'm glad someone knows where they are on my website. Thanks, Tyler. So another tool, you mentioned you were going to talk about five free tools. We talked about three of them: Evernote, Google Apps, a Wayfind. What's the fourth free tool you want to share with our listeners?
The fourth free tool is called eFax, and there's actually a few services out there that offer free fax numbers or free faxes. But eFax is the one that I found to be the most consistent and reliable. It's a little difficult to find their. They have a paid service and a free service. They bury that free service pretty down deep in their website. So make sure you go to Matt's page and click on the link there, because that link will take you directly to the free fax number that you can sign up for, not the free trial of their pro service. But the free fax number gives you a limited amount of faxes per day. It'll set you up with your own number, and then it'll email you those faxes to your phone or your email inbox on your computer, and there you can print out the emails or convert them to a PDF or a Word document or whatever. So it's a good step if you're trying to go more paperless, or if you want access to your faxes without having to be tied to a physical landline. This is a good option. There's not a lot of bells and whistles, and the free service, like I said, has some limitations, but it's worth checking out. That's only for incoming faxes. If you want free outgoing faxes, there's a service called FaxZero that can be found at faxzero.com, and that'll let you do, I think, up to 2 faxes free a day. So if you don't have a heavy fax volume but you want it occasionally, that's a good option, because I know I had a landline dedicated for a fax number for, you know, several years when I was paying, you know, $30 or $40 a month for this thing without hardly ever getting faxes. You know, I just don't do a lot of faxing because I so heavily depend on email.
Okay. And of course, there are times when faxes are needed, either incoming or outgoing, and so that can be effective to help. For one thing, you can do everything from one place, from your computer, right there on your screen. You can send PDFs, right? Attachments through eFax and tools like that.
Right. It can save you time, because you don't have to print stuff out just to fax it. You can go straight, if it's a document on your computer, you can go straight over and send. But the sending of faxes is only with the paid service. Okay. But I've used it. I use their paid service as well, and it is very good. It's worth the money. But I was focusing on the free services, and they do have a free fax number for incoming faxes.
Okay, great. Anything else you want to share on eFax?
No, it's pretty straightforward, I think.
Okay. What is the fifth free tool you'd like to share?
Well, the fifth tool is, I think, especially valuable to online marketers, especially people that are doing social media marketing. It's called PixelPipe, and you can find that at pixelpipe.com. It's a free service that allows you to route media that you want to post to different online services like Twitter, Facebook, your own blogs, or whatever. You can set up rules and automatically route that media to multiple locations at the same time. It does save you a lot of time if you're servicing multiple clients with multiple accounts and you're trying to post the same ads or the same photos or text. You don't have to log in, log out, log in, log out. You can do it all from one place, and just you can set up tags, and then you choose those tags when you upload that photo or video or whatever it is, and then it'll automatically go to where it tells where you tell it to. So it can save you a lot of time if you're doing a lot of social media marketing.
So it sounds like PixelPipe goes beyond a tool like Hootsuite, where a tool like Hootsuite is focused just on, you know, pushing out your messages to Twitter and Facebook and just social media pages or platforms, if you will. PixelPipe goes beyond that, it sounds like, and does a little bit more.
Yeah, it does. It has a little bit of a stronger automation platform. It also offers the ability to post to a lot more services than just social media.
Okay. And you can send different things like photos and other medium.
Right. And they have a lot of different smartphone apps. They have an iPhone app, a Google Android app, Palm Pre, Nokia, all those different smartphone app stores. They have native software solutions for. You can also use an email address that they set up for you that'll email it straight to your PixelPipe rules, and then it'll send out from there. You can even do instant messenger or text messages that will send out to the different online services based on the rules you've set up.
Wow. So if you're just joining us for the first time today and you're wanting to get a view of or look at some of these free tools that Tyler is sharing with us today, again, visit the website, genwebmarketing.com. That's G-E-N, webmarketing.com, as in generation web, slash radio. So it's genwebmarketing.com/radio. And there's a list of these free tools. And Tyler, we mentioned that we were going to only talk about five tools. I got a little note from you that we might have some additional bonus tools for folks who are still tuning into the episode.
Yeah, I wanted to, if we had time, I wanted to talk about a couple more.
Sure.
That I use it because I want to give people as many resources as possible so that they actually feel like they walk away today feeling like they actually can change the way they work and save a significant amount of time. In their daily workflow. Another one, especially valuable for online marketers that have to manage multiple accounts for clients that are doing social media, that are using online services, is called LastPass. And you can find that at lastpass.com or go to Matt's website that he just mentioned. And LastPass allows you to manage your passwords. They have a free service. They also have a paid service, but their free service is pretty robust. They also have – you can store all sorts of information and use it as a form filler if that will save you time as well. But I manage a lot of different accounts for the different businesses that I own and run, as well as businesses that I manage for clients, and so I would have no ability to remember all those passwords myself, and if I had to look them all up in a database, or if I had to write them down, it would just take tons of time. So I use LastPass, and there's another one that's a good one called 1Password that I use, but I don't believe that one's free. But both of them do the same thing, and that's just remember your passwords for you. So you have one password to use that service, and then all the rest of them, it'll just automatically fill out those password and username fields for you so you don't have to remember them. Saves a lot of time.
And, of course, it's more secure than just putting all your passwords in like a Word document, which is just sitting on your computer if it were ever to be hacked, right?
Right. Or it is more secure.
Gain access. Okay.
But, again, just like Evernote, all the security in the world does not help if you don't have a very strong username and password to protect all the information stored in that service.
Okay. Okay, so LastPass for passwords. Any other free tools, Tyler?
Yeah, in talking about online services, trying to go with a virtual office, trying to free yourself from your desk and your email inbox, when you're collaborating with people or even when you're trying to get yourself out and about and in the field a little bit more, there's a service called Dropbox that I've found very helpful. And I know, Matt, you and I have used that on a couple different projects now to share files and photos and web design elements and all sorts of information. So Dropbox is basically a cloud server storage platform that integrates really well with your operating system. Then there's a lot of cloud storage solutions out there, but the thing that makes Dropbox special is that one, they have a free offering, and then two, it integrates seamlessly with your operating system. So Matt has Windows, I have a Mac platform, and normally it would be difficult to have a shared network server solution, but with Dropbox it's so easy to share a folder of information and files back and forth, and then you can get notifications when that information is updated, when a file is saved or changed or added, you can be notified right away. So a pretty cool feature if you are okay. Working with a team.
Okay, great. Well, we're gonna go to a break and then we'll be right back.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
Are you looking to soar with the eagles instead of being grounded with the turkeys? Why not have a gorilla help you out? Listen every week for Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl with host Joby Dixon. Joby has made a living out of helping organizations and individuals become more creative, inventive, and innovative. The show closely parallels Joby's book of the same name. It'll include the process to innovate, how to rewire your brain for creativity, exercises, case studies, and more. Tune in to Innovate, Leap Out of the Bowl, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Business.
Intense and intelligent. Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, keeps you informed of the ideological, theological, and economic war being waged against the United States of America. Kevin Lehman's bold and brilliant style challenges your deepest held beliefs and provokes you to ask the hard questions, religious, scientific, political, or financial. Kevin is holding the establishment's feet to the fire with high-profile guests that include politicians, economists, theologians, and business titans. He'll demand truth over tradition and facts over fiction. Full of passion, wisdom, and wit, Kevin's transparent and no-nonsense style make Catch Kevin unscripted and uncensored, the go-to show for real insight on business, politics, social issues, and breaking news. It's time to get real, America. It's time to tackle the tough issues head on. Tune in to Catch Kevin, unscripted and uncensored, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Listening to Generation Web with host Matt Dalby. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to matt@genwebmarketing.com. That's matt@genwebmarketing.com. Now, back to Generation Web.
Yes, and welcome back. we are talking about five free tools that will change the way you work. And Tyler Combs, who is with us today, is actually graciously sharing more than five tools, all free tools that you can use to help revolutionize the way you work day in and day out, both personally and professionally. And Tyler, share a little bit more with us about some of these other tools that we were just talking about before the break. And for folks who are just joining or would like to get a list of these tools, you can see the list of all the tools Tyler's talking about today, at least most all of them. I think there's one more he might throw in at our website, genwebmarketing.com, genwebmarketing.com/radio. Tyler, tell us a little bit more about the tool you were just discussing before the break.
Yeah, we were talking about Dropbox, and just a case study, I can talk about how we've used it. And I'm just gonna pull it up here on my computer just to remind me of the types of files we've shared. But I know that we've shared it for web design projects where we wanna share images and files back and forth, and I use it for sharing with other people that are collaborating on other projects with me, and then I use it for myself as well. It's not just a collaboration tool. I use it for files that I want to have access to away from the office.
Okay, so it's kind of like, it kind of works like a folder system on your computer. It just looks like a folder, and you just literally drag and drop files into that folder, as opposed to having to use a system like YouSendit or having to email a clunky large file, right?
Yes, and I do believe there are some restrictions on the file size with Dropbox.
Okay.
But it's fairly large, so I think you can get away with most files. Video files, you might start to hedge up against that file limit that's there for at least for the free service.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to share about Dropbox?
No, I think we covered it.
Okay. Like I mentioned, and you shared with me, you had some additional free tools. I'm sure we could go on for, I'm sure, hours and hours. You have so many tools that every time I talk to you, there's a new tool that you're using that helps you automate things. So any other free tools to share?
Well, there's one that is that's been really helpful for me. I'm not sure if this will apply to everybody, but if in your business you have anything to do with keeping track of paying bills or cash flow or accounting or anything with your finances, I use a service called Page Once, and it's available on most mobile devices, and the service is free. The app app cost may vary depending on the mobile device you're using, but it gives you updates for when bills are due, account balances, utility statuses for any utility service accounts. It's really freed up the stress of owning a business and having to wonder if I've missed any bills that needed to be paid or not, or if there's something that slipped by my desk. And this, once you put the account information into this service, it basically frees up your brain to think about other stuff, and then it just sends you a text or an alert when something's due. It's great.
Okay, so it kind of helps you make sure you're making payments on time, and one less thing you have to keep in your mind and try to remember manually, if you will.
Yeah.
Yep. Great. And of course, that's applicable to mostly probably small business owners. And again, there's other tools out there beyond this, but they're not necessarily free. And so again, the focus today is free tools that will help you streamline your day-to-day activities, automate, save time, and focus more on what matters most to you in your specific business and personal life. So, Tyler, are there any other tools you'd like to share with folks before we get close to wrapping up here?
Yeah, one last one that is real good for just if you're trying to figure out where all that time is going, and it's surprising if you haven't tracked your time. it's surprising how little we know about how we spend our time. And that tool is called Rescue Time, and they have a free account option as well. And that's something you can install on your computer. It's also available to access that data online, but it basically just tracks what you're doing on your computer. And that may sound scary to some people, but it can be very, very enlightening on how you spend your time, how much time is spent doing IM chatting or on Twitter versus on something productive, or even the type of websites you're going to, how productive is that? And everyone's workflow is different. Everyone's job can be slightly different. And so so the great thing about Rescue Time is it allows you to assign productivity value to each category based on what you find as productive. So where someone might find Facebook extremely distracting, if your job is a social media marketer, Facebook is extremely productive. So you can take that category of social media and you can assign it a productivity value that's very high, whereas someone else that doesn't have to do Facebook for work can assign that productivity value much lower in the distracting range. So I remember when I first started using it, being blown away at how much time I was wasting on certain things and how little time I was spending on other things that I knew were very valuable. So it's really helped me adjust the time that I spend.
And Tyler, I know we could continue talking about these tools, but you offer consulting for businesses to help with all of this stuff you've talked about today. Is that correct?
Yeah, and okay. And the first thing I usually do with, especially if it's a small business owner that works from home and doesn't exactly know how they're spending their time, first thing I do is have them write down, keep a log of every minute of a day of how they spend their time, because it's unbelievable how much stuff you can cut out in a day.
We have about 1 minute left. What are some key takeaways that folks should jot down and keep track of through Evernote or elsewhere from today's episode? I mean, what are some first steps businesses or professionals can some first steps they can take to start being more efficient?
Well, you know, these tools are great. They are the tip of the iceberg, but most tools that offer a lot of value do offer a free trial or a limited free service. So I always tell people, don't be afraid to try it out. Just sign up, give it a try, and if it helps you be more productive, then explore okay. using it longer term.
And again, time is money, so more automation is better. And thanks again, everyone, for listening to today's episode. If you have any questions, you know how to reach us. At genwebmarketing.com.
Thanks for listening to Generation Web. Please join your host, Matt Dalby, again next Thursday at 4 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time for another show full of great web marketing strategies on the Voice America Business Channel. Until next week, continue the discussion and get exclusive insights at www.genwebmarketing.com. That's genwebmarketing.com.